time, Bob Agnew in Washington. Missouri's Attorney General now threatening to remove President Biden from his state's ballots if the Supreme Court upholds moves in Colorado and Maine, which have done the same to former President Trump.
Jay Ashcroft said, "What's happened in Colorado and Maine is disgraceful and undermines our republic." He threatened to take Biden off the state's ballot in retaliation. When asked how he would disqualify Biden from the Missouri ballot, Ashcroft said that the president allowed an invasion at the southern border.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. It's been 3 years since pro-Trump rioters overran the U.S. Capitol in a bid to stop the certification of the 2020 election results. Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans Van Spakovsky believes it's incorrect to call that an insurrection.
No insurrection occurred on January 6th. We did have criminal acts, you know, criminal trespassing. But the idea that there was some kind of attempt to overthrow the U.S. government is patently untrue.
At a campaign rally in Sioux Center, Iowa, former President Trump says he's confident he'll win, but he wants supporters to show up for the caucuses.
I think it's going to be really a tremendous victory in Iowa because I'm seeing polls that are phenomenal. But the main thing I got to ask you, look, we got to get out and vote because, you know, bad things happen when you sit back.
Former Senator Jim Talent says a border wall is one big expensive project Republicans should get behind.
The government doesn't do many things well, but actually policing borders, it's like fighting crime or building roads. Those are things the government can do if you have even minimally competent people who decide they want to do it.
Talent told the Salem Radio Network Republicans are now in a strong position to win border concessions from President Biden and the Democrats in those ongoing negotiations over a foreign aid bill offering money for Israel and Ukraine. This is SRN News. A new law in North Carolina takes on pornography. Here's Michael Harrington.
The measure, which went into effect on New Year's Day, will require pornographic website operators to confirm that viewers are at least 18 years old by using a commercially available database. The law also lets parents sue companies if their children were allowed to access the pornography. A small number of states are beginning to consider similar legislation as the harms of online porn to America's young people become increasingly clear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of the most liberal laws in the country are now in effect in California. One of them will guarantee doctors in California who mail abortion pills to patients in other states will be protected from prosecution. Under another law, foster families will be required to demonstrate their acceptance of homosexuality and transgenderism or be barred from taking children into their homes. This is SRN News. Terror at 16,000 feet.
An Alaska Airlines flight from Portland, Oregon to Ontario, California had to return to PDX for an emergency landing Friday afternoon after a window on the brand new Boeing 737 MAX jet blew out. The pressure change was enough to rip the shirt off a child passenger and suck phones out of the hands of several others. Witnesses say several adults were holding on to children as oxygen masks deployed from the overhead compartment of Flight 1282. Records show the plane rolled off the assembly line and was certified for flight in November of last year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Major automakers are changing their advertising strategies. Chrysler parent Stellantis says it will not advertise in the Super Bowl next month, citing the challenging U.S. automotive market. Back in November, General Motors said it would not advertise during the National Football League championship game as it cuts marketing costs. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.